With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A court of appeal refuses retired attorney Balika Harry Simamba's permission to challenge the dismissal of his complaint that a grand court judge deliberately lied during a 2019 ruling. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks reports.
In a judgment delivered on the 23rd of June, the court called the allegations preposterous and said that Mr. Simamba had come to the end of the road. The dispute stems from a medical negligence lawsuit that Mr. Simamba filed against the Health Services Authority in 2014. His claims were struck out in 2020, but he later accused Justice Ian Calloway of making two deliberate untruths in a 2019 judgment, one relating to whether he had applied to attend a hearing via video link from Canada, and another concerning how the judge summarized the legal submissions. Three retired English Lord Justices heard the case because the respondents included the Chief Justice and members of the Judicial and Legal Services Commission. The JLSC had dismissed the complaint as frivolous and unmeritorious. The Court of Appeal found that the emails Mr. Simamba relied on actually contradicted his account and found that there was no reason for the judge to have lied. It ruled the complainant would inevitably have been dismissed even if reconsidered. The court also rejected claims of conspiracy as fantastical. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
The latest meeting of Parliament wrapped on Wednesday with MPs tackling several items on the agenda. Here's CIDTV's Naya Roberts.
The session opened with a tribute to the late Reba Dilbert, a celebrated costume designer and cultural icon. Minister for Youth, Sports, Culture and Heritage, the Honorable Isaac Rankin, announced that a special exhibition of Ms. Dilbert's creative works will be displayed at the Cayman Collection Center and introduced the new Reba Dilbert Grant, designed to support young Caymanian designers and creatives. On education, Minister Honorable Ralston Anglin confirmed that plans for summer school enrichment were currently being finalized. Bus wardens will again receive a stipend during the summer months while schools are not in session. The minister said the government is also exploring longer-term solutions, including possible legislative reform.
This matter is currently under active consideration. On 23rd of June, I convened a meeting with school bus owners and operators to discuss a range of issues relating to school bus transportation system, including the long-standing question of summer employment arrangements for bus wardens and drivers. It was acknowledged that the current model has resulted in recurring requests for government support to assist the summer with summer wages. We discussed the need to identify a more sustainable, long-term solution that reduces reliance on annual funding requests while ensuring that bus wardens and drivers are treated fairly and appropriately.
Minister for Planning and Infrastructure, Jay Ebanks, updated the House on the Godfrey Nixon and Seafarers Way Road project, saying most property and compensation matters have been resolved. He also confirmed that the East-West Arterial Road will resume construction in September 2026. Minister Ebanks said the National Housing Development Trust will transition into a newly branded housing authority with expanded governance and resources. Six of the eight private members' motions brought before the House were passed, including a motion to protect Caymanian participation in the real estate sector and a motion to establish a National Day of Wellness as a public holiday.
Parliament adjourned sine die. And the Cayman Islands Blood Bank is urgently calling on O-negative donors to give blood as supplies have reached critically low levels. O-negative is the universal donor type used in emergencies when there's no time to determine a patient's blood group. The blood bank says every donation is vital and supports emergency care, surgeries, and other life-saving treatment. Eligible donors are urged to book an appointment by heading to bloodbank.ky or calling 244-2674. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Danielle Yawovietska. Thousands of people have spent a second night outdoors in Venezuela as rescuers race against time to reach survivors under the rubble after Wednesday's twin earthquakes. A website set up to register the missing lists tens of thousands as unaccounted for. The European Commission is planning to exclude military-age men from Ukraine when it extends its temporary protection directive for Ukrainian refugees. It said the need to protect those fleeing the war remained clear, but had to be balanced with Ukraine's ability to defend itself. Iranian officials say safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz can't be guaranteed under any arrangement that bypasses Tehran. The deputy foreign minister referred to what he called ambiguous arrangements and parallel routes in an apparent reference to Oman, which is allowed passage through the strait along its coast. A court in Germany has sentenced a Saudi man to life in prison for the deadly attack on a Christmas market in Magdeburg in 2024. He was found guilty of murdering a 9-year-old boy and five women when he drove into the crowd. BBC News.